It's 29 minutes to 1, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Murray and Darren.
And I'd like to say again, thank you to everybody who tuned in today on alive905.com.au website. There's a button, Alive, stream online, and thank you for listening to us. As well, I'd like to say thank you to all sponsors of this great radio station, Alive 90.5. And thanks to our first guest and the second guest in the studio. Her name is Shilpa. Shilpa, she's the founder of the Scintillante Peak Performance Coach, keynote speaker, influencer, and the best-selling author of the book, Play It Full. Shilpa believes that we can attain incredible results in all aspects of life, at the time, achievements, health, and relationship. There's no need to choose one over the other. Well, that's very interesting, Darren.
So no choice between Murray and Darren.
And that's correct. You know, you choose the both. You know. She works with the leaders across 8 countries and has been featured on a number of shows, radio shows. Okay, now we are lining up on the resume of the Shilpa. TV, podcasts, and global magazines. Shilpa has mastered the magic formula to enable to step people into their excellence zone. A majority of her clients work for top MNC. Her purpose today is to share this awesome sauce with every sauce. I like it that, yeah, so that each person gets the opportunity to fly high, and through a ripple effect, it creates an exceptional world for all. Shilpa, welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much, Mario and Darren.
Okay, so look, I was reading the sauce, the magic.
Yeah, what's the magic sauce?
Yeah, I was thinking about food, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just imagining food, but then like, calm down, Mario, calm down. This is Serious Business Radio Talk Show on the Shilpa with us.
Now, we need to learn more about Shilpa as a person.
Yes.
We always do this. So, who is Shilpa as a person?
So speaking about myself, I am a career strategist and a coach. I work with people to help them step into their best self. But that's the best.
First thing, let's wind back a little bit. How did you get into that? How did your life bring you into where you are today?
All right. So that's a very, very interesting journey. I was part of the average game, like a regular corporate bloke. Now, I'm not saying all corporate people are part of it.
I was there too, so I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. But 90% of the people that I know, they become part of the average game. They go to office, they do their work, come back home, watch TV, have dinner, and go to sleep. And at a point in life, people feel that what is it that they are creating in their life? That was a point in my life where I realized that I wasn't doing anything significant. I felt very small. I felt that there's so much more that I could do. And in 2019, my position in Westpac, it got redundant. And that was the opportunity for me to create the pivot in my life and step into first work on myself, because you just can't pour from a hollow cup. And once I saw my powerful self, I realized that anybody can do it. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
What did you say just then? You can't pour from a hollow cup?
Yes.
Is it like, you mean a hologram cup?
A hollow cup where there's nothing inside the cup.
Oh, get it. Yeah. No, I also thought we were talking Star Trek there. my apologies.
That's fine. Yeah.
No. So carry on. You're talking about pivoting your career.
Yeah.
And that was very important for you. And how have you pivoted to allow you to help others?
Right. So when I say pivoted, we all reach at a stage in life where we realize that, you know, we are not at our best and we can just keep ignoring it, you know, let that thought go away, or we can just, you know, do a reality check. When I did the reality check and when I got redundant, I realized that only those people who are not playing the A game, they get redundant. They are asked to go. I packed my bags and I landed up at Tony Robbins' private island in Fiji, started working on myself, got a coach for myself. And, you know, I realized that the thing that actually gives me juices and the best part of my corporate job has been helping people grow, enabling growth. And I didn't know when my position became redundant that this is where I will be, but I knew that there's something that I am missing. And once I started this journey, I think it was incredible seeing people grow.
Would you say in the corporate life, in the corporate world, that there are a lot of blocks from people growing? And that's what I find. It might be because there's people who fear that if someone grows, they might be after their position or those sorts of things. Do you believe that's correct assumption in what you see in the corporate world?
Honestly, Darren, I used to say that, but I have realized that was my own incapability.
Ooh, okay.
Right?
That's an interesting guy.
Yeah, interesting one.
I need to ask a question. You know, while Darren, you know, asked a question and you replied that you done reality check, okay, for our listeners. And I'm very curious now. What is reality check? What method did you use to you do reality check? Is this like, am I fat like myself? Am I bald like Mario? Eating too much? What is reality check?
Reality check is just taking a step back and seeing that, am I just, and I'll put it in a little bit of words, which, and I'll explain them. It is that, am I just being a creation or am I a creator? Am I creating something big in my life or not?
I like that.
You know what? Today I heard something very interesting. I was listening to something on YouTube and it pops up, you know, song after song. And then creating the value, it is a purpose of the life. If you don't create the value, you don't actually don't achieve nothing. You're just working. So tell me the transition between corporate world, security, safety, you get paid every week, and then suddenly you into your business. What was your biggest obstacle you faced when you do transition between corporate and your own business?
Well, the biggest obstacle, Mario, was sales. So it's okay. A very different ball game in corporate when you know your that fat paycheck lands into your bank account, whether no matter how you are doing, you get it.
Yeah.
But when you stand out, when you are there in the market and you are telling people, here I am, I'm here to serve you, I'm here to add value to you, and pay me for what I'm worth for.
Yeah.
It's a very different ball game. Very different ball game. And I didn't know how to do it. Corporate teaches you delivery. Corporate teaches you how to create results, but it doesn't tell you how to sell yourself. And that, you know, was the biggest obstacle. And I would say that at a point, I was reduced to, so initially for 3-4 months, I was struggling. And my husband has jumped into the journey along with, you know, little before me. So we got to a point that we were left with just $563 in the bank.
You know what? I just, you know, Darren and I always bring the attention to our listeners. And it's very important for people understand there is a difference between working corporation. You said something very, very interesting. Doesn't matter how much effort you get exactly the number of the cents every month. You know, bonuses, you know, give take, you know, if the corporation gives, but the point it is, you can work as hard as possible, you got to get paid. You agree with me, Darren?
I do.
You know what I mean? That's the big difference. And then you say something honestly in front of 2 million listeners. As I said, like, this is what I love this show. This is what I love this interview with people like yourself. It takes a lot of courage and guts to admit some things because everybody loves to talk about victories and how great they are. But saying publicly, I have $563 on my account with my husband. It takes a lot of body parts to admit this. We'll take a short break. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with the greatest Darren and the great Mario. This is a Friday. What's the temperature, Darren, now?
Oh, something about 33.
33 degrees. It's very hot.
Eh?
Yes. So we're going to take a short break and come back more with more questions for our guest in studio, Shilpa. You're listening to Live 90.5.
Alive 90.5.
It's 16 minutes to 1. Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And it's very, very hot outside allegedly this weekend.
33 degrees right now.
Yeah, this is the first time I don't ask Darren to use a Photoshop to create a sun on a forecast. It's going to be scorcher. And, you know, the temperature in the studio, it's rising because we have such a truly unique guest in the studio. Shilpa, I don't dare to say the surname, but Shilpa, on behalf of this radio show, I just want to say, I'm very impressed with you, share with our listeners, you know, your journey. And before we go on a break, you said your husband was little bit ahead of you, just started his journey, then you started the journey and the $563 on account. Can you tell us, share with our listeners, how did you felt? Plus your daughter, she's outside, which admire even more. So she obviously knows the truth. So share with us, how did you feel?
It wasn't easy. Honestly, it wasn't. Because when you're working for the corporate, you get, you know, as I said, you get a fat paycheck consistently coming to your account. And I also want to make it clear for the listeners, because people think that with so many years in the corporate, 16 years in the corporate, how is it that I was left with only $563?
Yeah.
Because life happens. You can't really plan things. Something very unfortunate happened after my position became redundant, and the money that I have saved to jump into the business, something very unfortunate happened. And everything from the bank was drained away. Now, at this point, I still remember in my house in Cherrybrook, walking in the backyard, you know, with the moon by our side, and we thinking about what is it that we can do? What is it that we can do? And then one day, you would be surprised what we did.
Please share with us, sir.
Yeah. So we got up and this was going on in our mind all the time. So we said, okay, we've got a great, you know, pretty big living room.
Yes.
Let's draw a wall in the living room. So we divided the living room into two parts, and one part, and that wall was made by me and my husband with our own hands because we couldn't afford getting somebody. We drew it and we gave one part of the house on Airbnb. And that's what paid for our grocery till the time we actually
I'm impressed
made it.
Look, you know, I'm smiling, not laughing, I'm smiling because the idea comes, you know, when you know, people have a tendency to change when they come to the point where it's going to be annihilated by their life, you know. Most of people, they don't change. They continuously doing the things which are not good. But making the wall and doing the Airbnb from your own home to sustain your life, but not giving up on your dream. And let me tell you, I know what means, you know, being without money, darling. I remember when the big 55 bank snowfall call at night, you know, 7 o'clock, and say, can we speak with Mr. Mario Becker's son? Matteo will answer the phone. My son said, like, my dad died last week. He's not here. You know, seriously, like, that's how I was running away, you know.
Lazarus.
Yeah, it is. You know, like, I just got, yeah, look, like our guest there. So Shilpa, you know, Dari and I have the great idea of being wealthy. And we don't want to share with nobody, just with you and the listeners. We dig in the tunnel to Reserve Bank Trezor, you know, in Bokan Hills, in an Always Business Park. So I think that's not a great idea. We dig the tunnel and you know, I mean, going to the safe of the Reserve Bank of Australia. You know, what's the necessary? Because you created your business and yourself, you know, you invented all the pivoting. You've done the hard yak, a hardship, and you know, you improvised, you adjusted, you adapted yourself. If Dar and I want to be wealthy, what is necessary for us to be wealthy?
So the first thing is being completely open-minded. Have a mindset. Have a mindset which I say that a lot of people underestimate mindset because it has become kind of a fashion statement.
Oh, Darren, agree with that one? Yeah, everybody talks about leadership, mindset, LMP, emotional intelligence, and please continue. Very interesting.
I was going to say, Shubha was onto it earlier when she was answering one of my questions, talking about, well, it's your perspective of anything that sets you right. Would that be true?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You can really rationalize what is happening in your life, or you can really challenge it and look at it the other way. And that's where I say that having the right mindset to see things in the right perspective is what matters. So it is about having the right mindset. It is about challenging yourself. It is having an open mind. It is about believing. And trust me, this is a game of belief. If you believe in yourself, you can create the results that you have set out for. Yes, it's not easy. There's no shortcut to success at all. But there's a speed lane. And the speed lane is getting somebody who has done it earlier. So all I did was, like, I stopped my mortgage, I built a wall, I borrowed money from my friend to invest in myself because that was required. I just couldn't stand there with who I was. I couldn't have built this. Worked on myself and then got the results.
Okay. On that, when you say the mindset, what would be mindset for anybody? Is this is like you wake up in the morning and say, like, you know, I think my mind is good today, or the mindset, you say it's a fashion statement, which is true. I think our life, it's in COVID, it's been filled with so many coaches in all of this, be wealthy, be happy, sleep well, you know, all these things. But mindset is more beyond this. Can you come back on that one and say the mindset importance of what mindset it is to become the wealthy, happy, healthy, wise?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. So mindset is about understanding the beliefs that you're operating with. So there are definitely some beliefs that we operate with that are limiting us in some way. Understanding them and eradicating it from your life, because limiting beliefs are never going to serve you. And then secondly, it is about understanding the patterns that we are living our life with. We are not born, we were just born as a child without inheriting any patterns. We built it up along the way. We made stories out of our life, our experiences. We created some, you know, some nuances around it, and we started seeing him in a certain way, and that may or may not be right. So going into those experiences, into those stories, and seeing the facts of them. And once you have done all this, worked on your past, I would say you are in the mindset where you're away from all the constraints. Otherwise, you'll try to run, but the chains will be there in your legs. You just can't run. So getting rid of all those things in the life, fear. I see a lot of people ask about fear, that I'm fearful. It will always be there. You just can't get rid of fear. I still feel fearful when I do something new in my life. When I was coming to this radio interview, I was fearful. But it's like giving control to another part of your body, which just says, it's going to be all right.
Isn't this connection with, you say, your mindset and you need to eradicate? I truly believe that we're picking up a lot of things in our life subconsciously from other people, our peers, you know, mom, dad, wife, husband, whatever it is. We're picking up a lot of these things. And I say something from my experience, and maybe it's not a call to mindset, because I never heard for the mindset. Maybe last 12 months was becoming increasing that word in numbers in my life. I'm hearing that one, but dreaming and, you know, positive thinking. Aren't you afraid of people come to you and say, Shilpa, get a grip, be realistic, you know, I mean, put your feet down on the ground, why would you dream? Do you see you have no money, you can't succeed and everything else? How would you convince somebody to stop being utterly realistic and negative or pessimistic to start changing the habit in the brain?
Yeah. So what
they punch somebody in the face, or, you know,
Yeah, I think there's a thin line between satisfaction and contentment, where, you know, that thing creeps in.
Yeah.
So contentment is great. You know, if you're not contented, you're not going to really enjoy life, feel the joys. But satisfaction is not great. If you're satisfied, there's no way up. You don't look up. So you can be contented, but there's always a step up. When people come to me and they say, okay, I want to work on the career, but I don't want to talk about my relationship. What happens is that they start with the career, and then slowly, slowly, as they take one step, they realize, yes, how they are opening up, how things are becoming easy. And mom, dad, environment, everything changes, because they are forming ideas and they start building up the proximity that they want. And everything has a rub-on effect, and that helps them pull out of that negativity or whatever, you know, however they were challenging it with them. You know, keep your feet on the ground, because my father-in-law is like that. He used to tell, do not spit in the air. It will fall back on you.
Yeah.
And he is my best buddy. Like, he is the one who admires what I have done.
What's his name?
He's Mr. Kusum Kumar Kulshresh. Very difficult.
Okay, whatever. Mr. K, big hello from your daughter-in-law Shilpa. We'll take a short break. Darren, I think we should break under the
music
news.
In the news, yes. And be back after the news, weather and traffic, with the second hour of Business Insights with Shilpa in studio with myself and Mario.
Stay tuned.
Alive 90.5.
It's 5 minutes past one, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren. And in studio we have Shilpa. And joining us back in studio will be Mario. He's just stepped out for a little break, but he will be back in. And we're talking everything about pivoting, about just doing everything with Shilpa. And she's going to keep on talking about things that keep us engaged. So, Shilpa, can you recap where we've been so far with what we discussed with the listeners before the break?
Sure. So definitely, like we were talking about mindset, what does it take for people to, you know, I think there's a road in between, and that road is of the struggle. That road is of all the conquering all the conflicts. That road is of pain. And what happens, Darren, is most of the people, they give up as they get started on this road. But if they can cross that, the other side is where their hero avatar is standing. And I see a lot of people, they are not able to take the road less traveled because they are fearful of letting go of the present. But if you can get out of that mindset and know that the future that you are creating is much more juicier than where you stand today, I think the journey is not difficult.
So the journey is, as you say, not difficult, but we know there's an important part, and you touched on it in the last hour, is that idea of selling yourself, marketing yourself. Can you share a bit about what you mean by that and how someone who maybe hasn't sold themselves in any way in a corporate environment or may have a bit of a personal profile needs to jump in to be it either a freelancer, a small business, whatever, how do they actually market themselves?
Absolutely. So I say social media today is a gold mine. It's a free gold mine that we all are sitting on. LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, whatever medium is there for you to reach your audience, you can leverage that. And the key is adding value. I think Mario touched on that point earlier. It is about adding value. It is about giving to the extent that, you know, you don't expect anything from anyone. And once you are in that form where you are giving away, you learn to add value. And if you can be consistent with adding value, if you can also have a well-formed strategy behind that, I think that's where you can nail and leverage the social media to the fullest to become an authority in yourself, create a brand, and then use it.
So social media, I like the idea. If someone doesn't say speak well about themselves, say if I'm coming to you on the street and say, I'm Darren, I got a taxi, do you need a lift? I might not be marketing myself. So if I say the similar thing on social media, you know it's not going to go anywhere. So how does somebody actually learn how to even speak for themselves when they need to market themselves, their freelancing, their small business, whatever it be?
I'm glad that you asked that, Darren. And I always say it is about authenticity. People will see through it. All that you need to do is not give a general, you know, gyan, which is what I say, don't give that, but use emotions. Whatever comes to your mind, just be authentic and people will see through it. And slowly you will learn along in the process.
Interesting.
I'm going to give you a mic, Mario.
I'm just talking to myself.
It was just a bit off. They just creeped back in. Welcome back.
Welcome, man. We just give some space to our lovely apprentice, Matthew. Look, I just want to ask you this about fear. You mentioned about fear. What is the fear definition for you? And what do you see how the people manifest in that fear? Is that just the actions or this is, neglecting things or... What is fear? What do you see in the fear in the people?
So fear can lead you to do a lot of things. Fear can lead you to procrastinate. Fear can lead you to not take risks. Fear can lead you to not see the juicier future in front of you because you don't want to let go of the present.
Yeah.
You just want to hold on to it just a little bit more. Or fear can lead you to believe that my situation is unique and it just nothing can be done.
Do you think that COVID actually amplified that fear? COVID situation.
It did to an extent because people don't know what is coming up. You don't know how the job market is. You don't know how the promotions will happen. You don't know how the business will do.
So
a lot of unforeseen circumstances do increase that fear aspect.
Wow, I'm just... I'm
Can I just link together the few threads there that I'm hearing? We've got this thing about fear. You've got to market yourself. And you said that we need to be authentic as we do that. But what about if I have a fear of speaking? How do I work through that?
If you have a fear of speaking, Darren, there's so much more you can do in terms of writing. And I'm sure you need to ignite some part of you. There's so much which every individual can offer, right?
This is my life. Darren is like picking up because I truly believe that, as I say, English is not my first language. Absolutely is not. Everybody can hear it. Everybody cannot understand, which is good. So I turn myself into writing the books. And It works very well for me, but the thing is, it was much more easier for me to put on a paper. But I tell you something else, darling, some fear of the talking, it's, you can overcome that obstacle. So I overcome with you. You see, this is the thing is, like, you know, when you've been treated by somebody who is, you know, skilled more than you, like in this instance, darling, over me, he never ridiculed me, never told me you can't do it. You know, he will insert these things, might talk slowly, don't say these words. There's, you know, I'm hearing from other interviews, Darren says, I love it at the interview because that person doesn't have, you know, and you're picking up all these things. Should we take a short break, Darren?
I think we might.
I think we leave the Shilpa with your daughter. She's very impressed with you.
Oh.
Yeah, she said that you don't give you some money for the weekend. So, like, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening live, 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario, the best business radio talk show in the town. It's hot outside, it's 33.7 degrees, I apologize. It's a long weekend coming, approaching, lamb is going to be eaten, and we'll come back after a short break now.
Alive 90.5.
It's 17 minutes to 1, Alive 90.5. Past 1, sorry, read that
past
wrong.
One, that's
sorry,
okay.
I thought it was flying too fast.
Yeah.
Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And on behalf of Darren and myself, I'd like to say thank you to all listeners of this great radio station, Alive 90.5. Please stay tuned this year. Darren and I, we're going to crash the Guinness World Record, and it continues broadcasting 67 plus hours, and we are very grateful, very honored to have a very special guest in our studio. All our guests are special because they're all bringing a different set of the skills, experiences, and they're sharing with all of you, because this radio show, it's all about you. And today, Shilpa from corporate world being made redundant, her husband started business a little bit earlier than she made redundant, having $563 on account, and then instead of the jumping from Harbor Bridge and say, my life is over, what she done? She reinvented with her family. She drove the wall in her house and then start renting for Airbnb. And today she's with us in studio because she truly has credibility, authority, not just to teach you or to share the knowledge, but you can reach her because truly I believe she's unique. She has experience and, as I say, authority, credibility. Darren and I are very grateful to have her in the studio with us. Now, Shilpa, I have another question. Apart from we digging the tunnel, Darren and I, we robbed the Australian bank. Now, the thing it is, how do I know? I mean, I'm asking for the friend. His name is Darren. How do I know I'm doing great? How do I know that I'm doing great? Anybody, I mean, this is a general question. How do we know we're doing the great in life? You have experience with this, and you mentioned in the beginning, reality check, but how do we really know we're doing great?
So, you know,
well, thank you, Shilpa. That would be it for you for today. So,
so you know, you are doing great when you look at yourself in the mirror and you see a better person each day. You know that you are doing great when you're loving what you do and you are having fulfilling days. You are on top of your energy all day, you don't feel tired. You know that you're doing well when you know that it is not only about passion, but actually making it sustainable. And I say it with all the clarity that I have, that passion is great, but if you're not making money in the process, it will collapse one day.
Mm.
You know, so it is important to make money. And I've found people who say, I clearly cannot make money out of my passion. It is too sacred. Well, then what will you make money from? Something that you hate?
Yeah.
So it is about loving life and having on, and being on top of your health, your relationships, your achievements, and growing everyone around you.
That's interesting. Relationship, loving everybody around you, loving the life. Can you just expand on this one? What do you mean by loving the life?
Loving life. So loving life is,
I love the life, but I'm upset that he knows he doesn't answer my phone calls anymore because I can't sit on the plane going to Dubai. I don't want to go to Dubai. But thing it is, you know, but I love life, but sometimes I'm crossing the line with my, you know, Darren with the plane. What is the mean loving life?
Loving life means that you're enjoying every bit of it. So there are goals, and definitely everyone should think big. If you don't think big, you cannot really reach there. But at the same time, it is about noticing those flowers that are there, the color of the leaves, going for walks, connecting with the nature, with the, you know, with the things that you don't see in your normal day-to-day life. If you can take out time and if you can have a freedom lifestyle where you can work with the people that you want at the time that you want and from the place that you want, I call that loving life, my definition.
Interesting. You know, but what if on that part you meet a lot of people who are jealous of your success? How do you deal with them? How do you deal with the jealous people?
I don't think that they are jealous people, honestly. And I'm not saying it. No, I don't think so. Yeah, because I feel that everybody appreciates, and it is about, you know, you learn how to survive with people. There are all kinds of people, but if you can understand, you know, there's a way in which you behave with certain people. And one of the things that I've built over the last 3 years is having the proximity that I love. And those people are like me. The goals might be different, but they are equally keen, equally hungry, equally committed towards their goals. And it works really well.
So you should recognize the people who are in our vicinity, who are not jealous or happy, but they don't share the common goals. Is that a good idea to do it? I mean, I say from my perspective, I was surrounded with everybody like Teletubbies. We all hugging each other, we love each other. But then you can see the cracks. People are jealous, envy, they start sabotaging you. And then I realize, why am I with all these people if I just share the good things and they don't appreciate my success? It looks like it's competition. It's not competition. So when we face some decisions in life, like we meet somebody, it comes into our life, but they're feeling that this is not a person, should we say goodbye to that person and continue our path?
Absolutely. I would say let go of the toxic relationships. They were never meant for you. If people cannot understand what, you know, if they cannot believe in you, if they cannot be happy with you, they're not adding any value to you. And you are not able to add any value to them. Then it's not worth it.
So it's actually, it is not good for nobody except,
yes,
you know, just instilling this one. Now, I'd like to ask you very, very beautiful question. Plate full. Share with us. What's the plate full? Why is plate full? And what possesses you to write plate full?
So plate full is a mantra that my husband, my partner Kapil, and myself, we realized that is the way of our life. It means that, you know, a lot of us, we start life in a linear pattern. When we are young, we've got this huge fire in the belly. We want to make wonderful career. So we go behind the career and give everything, put everything in that. Then at a point of time, we realize that, oh, we've done well in career, but we've left the relationships behind. So you go back running and try to hold the hand of the people that you have left behind. And when you start coming back, you realize that you're not able to run back because you've not taken care of your health. And what we say is, you don't have to choose. There's no linear pattern in which you have to do it. You can take care of all the three things at the same time. And if you allow me, I'll give you an example, which I think...
Feel free, yeah.
Which will be the best. When Kapil and I, my partner and I, we were jumping into coaching, a lot of people told us that our daughter, she was in HSC. It was an HSC year for her. They said, and well-wishers, people who wanted are good, they said that wait for next year. You know, she'll be done through the HSC and then you can do this. Don't experiment in this year. And we said, no, life has given us this opportunity. We'll do it. And you know what? Not only we did big, so we came to a level where we were earning 5 times more than our initial paycheck. Also, our daughter, she rocked the HSC. She got a state level rank in French and she was picked up by the NSW government for the Young Writers Showcase Award. And she became an inspiration for the people in our community. And a lot of people were paying her double the amount that they will pay to anybody to tutor them. So you don't have to choose one over the other.
You know, it reminds me of the story of the one gentleman, I'm not saying his name, but first letter is Darren Cap Davis. He decided to leave the corporate world to pursue what he loves the most. And, you know, I'm very proud of him. Because it is, I said, like, it's easy. Pre-COVID, and I say from my experience, I met a lot of people. And there was a lot of these meetings, a lot of these presentations, talks, and X, Y, Z, you know, the beautiful letters, and you can do it, you know, jump from the bridge, blah, blah, blah. When the COVID hit, most of these people disappeared. And I started making the value. It is not that you can't survive. I know what that means to be without money. I told you, like, I used to be walking next to the bank. I was so poor that I would trigger alarm. Honestly, like, you know, nobody can tell me that, you know, being poor is great. It's not. Having no money, certainty and security. But somehow you're going through your life. So COVID actually made like a sieve of the people who stay with authority, credibility, like yourself on the market, and they are still there to help the people, because even this shall pass one day. However, you said something very interesting. People told you, wait for your daughter to finish HGC. What would somebody say this to you? Like, you know, people could tell the Darren, don't do it, but he did it. I did it on my own as well, but why do people have a tendency to say don't? Isn't this something like jealousy? No, or the fear you'll be more successful than I do?
Yeah, I would say it's not jealousy. I somehow don't give way to the negative emotions in my life, because mm-hmm. I know they don't serve me well. But I think what is behind this is people think that now is not the time. They want to hang on to an excuse or something so that they don't let go. They were worried about us. They were our well-wishers. I honestly believe that. They wanted us because both of us were, my husband was a director in Cognizant. So, and I was working well in Westpac and I could have got another job. But so we were getting a huge sum, and them seeing us get to zero was a pain for them. And they wanted us to hang on to it because they felt it was too risky.
Too risky. Interesting, eh?
Yes, often people looking from the outside, when you're making a change like this, they were thinking, no, you shouldn't do it because there's many reasons you should. And most of them are like societal or cultural, like, no, you need to keep a good paycheck coming through.
But most of the people, they are the born, the live, the die. And the fear, it is contagious. Most of the people, they don't understand that the biggest fear, it's a fear of life. Nobody comes out alive from the life. Everybody's going to die at the end, but you need to try something. And as I say, you know, I failed several times before I found a real part in my business as well. So today it looks nice and glossy and it looks very appealing. But I'm never going to hide the moments of my downfalls, because those downfalls define me. So we'll take a short break. You're listening to Align 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario, our guest in studio, Shilpa, and her father-in-law, Mr. K. I'm hoping you're listening to your daughter-in-law, because she loves you very much. We come back after a short break.
Alive 90.5.
And today, yes, it's Darren Capes Davis, the magician behind this music. And are we alive?
Are we, well, we are. 26 minutes to 2, Mario. Live 90.5 Business Insights with the great Mario, of course.
And the great Darren, which without I will not be able to even speak or to share the podcast or anything. And I'm always grateful to Darren for his mentorship to become the better presenter. With us in studio, Shilpa. Shilpa, before the break, we touched on many things, and your book played full at that smart of your husband, if I remember correctly. However, through our conversation, you mentioned keywords several times. One of them is a health. Right, for me, the health, it is, I don't know, chicken tikka masala or the butter chicken. I know when I'm entering this into my body, it sounds good. It tastes very awesome, but repercussions and consequences are very heavy. So that's not healthy. So what is the health for you? How do you coach your clients about health? What is the health, or why is important health, or how to manifest the health?
Excellent question, Mario. When we talk about health, we need to be really aware that our body is made up of what we put in our mouth. Really mindful of that. And I remember when I was at a Tony Robbins event, and he said that, what did you eat in the last 48 hours? And I realized that it wasn't that bad. So, it wasn't that bad.
Okay, we'll not ask him, but that's okay. If you say it's not bad, yeah?
Yeah. So, what I say is that, eat healthy, exercise, whatever your form of exercise is. 1 hour, if you cannot give to yourself, it's not worth it. Because your health is one thing which just belongs to yourself. If you're not doing well in your health, nobody else can, you know, make up for it.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, so, interesting, eh?
So, and the way, like, people would say, watch your weight and, you know, see whether you're going this side of the weighing machine or that side, I would say watch your energy. If at any point in the day you feel low in energy, you should watch out what you are eating. You should watch out what you are doing to manage your state. And when I say manage your state, no matter how bad you're feeling, you can always do small things. Go out for a walk, go out for a run, do star jumps. I always say one of the things that I tell my clients, do 100 star jumps and you'll instantly feel great.
Okay, yeah. On that note, why are people forgetting to exercise? In some particular age, I can even say the younger generations, I can see that my son is 18 years old in a few days time. And, you know, I need to push him to exercise because it's more important what's on the screen or what is it in front of him to eat than I said, he can come with me to boxing or it is always drama. But we're talking about, you know, I mean, generation 30 plus, 40 plus, you know, these things. Why do people forget about health? Why is health become second important thing, as I say, instead of the first?
Because they don't consider it as a priority. Unless you consider it as a priority, unless it is, and I said relationships, health, achievements, there's no conflict. These all three things are required. Health is something that you have to be on top of. Otherwise, at some point in life, you'll realize that, you know, you're not able to enjoy the joys that you have created. So it's not a matter of priority. Secondly, they have not made it easy for them. So you need to have a schedule. You need to have a habit. I have my personal trainer who logs in every evening, not every evening, four times in a week. He logs in at a certain time. And no matter what I'm doing, I work with him for an hour and a half. So if you don't make it easy, it is not going to happen.
Isn't this interesting what you said before? We have excuses. We have excuses for everything.
Yeah.
So we're going to... Even you could make excuses with your PT and say, no, I can't do tonight because I don't know, my daughter, she needs something, or my husband or my parents. But also, like, excuses are much more easier. What do you think, how much Darren he exercises per week? Come on, guess.
Not enough at the moment, actually. And I've been listening
couple
to this.
A couple hundred kilometers, no, he drives a bicycle. Yes, you do.
Wow.
Yes, he does. He drives a bicycle, you know what I mean? And that's a very lonely sport. And this is on your own. In a gym, you know, you still can exercise, but you still have that leverage that you can avoid exercising. If you understand what I mean, like you can grab the weights, you can walk, go to pick up the water on a bicycle.
I suppose one thing, once you're 25 Ks out from home,
yeah, there's nothing
it's
there.
Either back on a train or you've got to ride back.
What would you say there's something, Shilpa, that people will change their habits when they face imminent negative impact of their decisions? Let's say people who don't exercise, most likely they're going to have some type of medical condition and let's just say heart attack, and then they start changing themselves. And then priorities go a different way. Is that what it is?
Yes, definitely it is. And I think one way to beat it, and you talked about how much, Darren does, and I call myself an active, like I'm not into sports, but I keep myself active. One way that people can, you know, really beat it is not give way to any excuses. And I know it is easier said than done, but when you are lying down in the bed in the morning and you want to go to the gym and you think about it's cold or I slept late yesterday or maybe I'll do it tomorrow. Maybe I'm feeling sick. Maybe I have a headache. Don't give way to any of those thoughts. Just get up, wear your shoes and out of the house.
Can you change those habits, any people?
Yes.
Yes, you can?
Yes.
Okay, I don't need to argue with the Darren, I mean, but it's like I'm lucky enough, my boxing is afternoons. You know, so I can still have a time to stay in the bed longer. Oh, I take a short break, Darren. What do you think?
Yeah. It's time.
Yeah, it's time. Align 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario. Now, great guest in studio, Shilpa. And great surprise. After the break, we'll come back on her book. She's going to give 1,000 copies to the first 1,000 listeners. So stay with us, Business Insights with Mario and Darren. And we'll take a short break.
Align 90.5.
It's 14 minutes to 2, a live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Well, I'd like to say thank you to all listeners on live 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario. It's a 1:45 on a Friday, 22nd of January, long weekend ahead of us, and hoping that you all going to enjoy with your families, your friends. Some sun is going to be very, very, very hot, so please make sure that you be hydrated, have the sunscreen, And we'll continue our conversation with our guest in studio, Shilpa. Shilpa, we spoke about health. We touched so many things that we certainly need to have you back in the studio sometimes this year. But, you know, before we conduct our, you know, finish our interview, which is just, you know, running away, time just flying. If you meet yourself 10 years old, what would you say to yourself from this perspective? If you meet little Shilpa 10 years old.
What I would say is think about anything, dream about anything. You can get there. Nice. All that you have to do is, you know, understand where you stand, mm-hmm. make a realistic estimate. There's no, you know, BSing yourself.
Yes.
Just make a realistic estimate, know where you have to go, take the help that you require, and you can steadily walk the path to that dream.
Darren, that's a good one. Yeah. I don't think
I was just thinking about my dreams just then. So, yeah. Well, totally resonates.
I like it what you're doing because
dreaming is
for free. Darren, what do you think? When people say to me, how did you succeed? I said, what is a success for somebody? It's, you know, have the more leisure to do this, to, you know, have the more money. But I do remember 2.5 years ago when I'm walking this radio station, you know, I never believed that, you know, that this radio show is going to be that popular, that people are going to enjoy. I have my fear, but it took me time from the other things in my life. But I still wanted to learn. I want to develop new skills. And the best part was for me to be surrounded with the people. And I said this clearly, very clearly, people who speak English, you know, better than I do. And I learned quite a lot. But, you know, dreaming is for free. And I truly believe that people should chase a dream. You know, you remember as a kid, you know, everything was possible, right? Yeah. But, you know, that was said to my son. And, you know, today I'm proud of him, what he achieved. I said, like, just stop being, you know, want to be older because it's a trap, man. Don't worry, it's in life you're gonna have the life problems, you know what I mean?
I think when you're young you have the dreams but you don't know how to make them reality.
Yeah.
And when you're older you know how to do everything but you stop dreaming.
It is because it becomes the, you know, we become part of the system as a Shilpa.
That's right, exactly. Like we're
talking
about
mindset and everything
exactly,
else. Yeah.
Exactly. What are your thoughts, Shilpa?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel I would go back to the dream thing. And I think somewhere we cut ourselves short. We don't actually dream big. If I look at myself, as you asked, to my 19-year-old self, 20-year-old self, I wasn't aware that I could dream. You know, I wasn't taught that way. And if we can teach our children and, you know, and one of the things I said, not teach them, actually show them by example. By us dreaming big and achieving those dreams, I'm sure these...
Who did you show you can dream?
Sorry?
Who did you show that you can dream?
My daughters.
Okay.
My daughters. So my daughter who's sitting outside, she has joined our business 3 weeks back.
Yeah.
And she's really full of passion. And again, she's at that stage where she doesn't know clearly where she wants to go, but she's very excited about the things that she's doing. And she came here because she wants to see this world, how that happens, how our...
So parents can influence the children to become the better.
Absolutely.
Or or worse.
Yes.
Yeah,
ways.
Because, you know, that's the difference, you know, because I truly believe that if you insert enough love and inject into your children desire for their life, they can achieve much more. Look, a personal say with myself, I would like to see my son better man than I could even dream about, because it's a natural way. But, you know, many parents, they don't see that way. Just, you know, go, I don't know, finish the school, get a job and, you know, take the mortgage and, you know, that's it, it's a life. What book would you recommend to somebody to read? Apart of the Plateful by Shilpa Kulshrestha. Did I say this?
Kulshrestha, yes, absolutely.
Say, darling.
I'm not tempting it, not at all.
Yes, please.
Yes. So one of the books that I would hugely recommend is The Magic of Thinking Big. So anybody who wants to get started on a journey, it's the perfect way to kill the disease of excusitis. That's how it is explained in that book. And it enables you to, it just gives a shock to your system, enables you to break out of the mundane day-to-day rut and start thinking big.
Sorry, do you mind to say again, what's the name of the book?
The Magic of Thinking Big. I think David Schwartz, yeah.
One day, Dad is going to write a book. is going to say, I survived Mario Radio. how I survived Mario.
Well, my wife would ghostwrite it for me if that's the case. I'm not a writer.
Don't be like this. Darren's wife, she writes these great books. And I mean, she does, but it's a magic. It's all this science and medicine. Darren, remember?
Medicine, sorry. Biomedical chemistry, yeah.
Yeah, like wonderful. All this. Yeah, so like, but don't worry. I'll make it, Darren, write it. Don't you worry. And the third thing is, when somebody comes to you and he wants to run the business, he or she, and gives you all the excuses and obstacles on why he or she can't do it, what would you say? What would your reply would be? I come to you, I say, Shilpa, I can't, I don't know, there's not enough Nutella, you know, I have not enough money, my wife, she wanna kill me, my husband wanna rip my, you know, my skin off or something. What would you say?
Yeah, and this happens day in and day out, obviously. So as a coach, if I buy into the limitations of the person that he has, you know, he has already bought into the limitations and the constraints and the blockers, if I do the same, I'm not doing my job well. So my role is to, you know, understand, create that equation where, you know, I understand him, where he's coming from, mm-hmm. but help him see the truth. Help him move through those blockers. And I call these blockers or the problems. So one of Michael, who has taught me a year back that these problems, like rather than calling them problems, I call them hurdles, which have to be crossed. So these are just hurdles. Everybody has hurdles. And it seems that our hurdles are the biggest. But it is just a matter of crossing them, navigating through them, and do what, whether it's business
that's
or
a,
career.
That's a great of you. Look, before we wind up, I have a question for you. Sorry, announcement to all our listeners. That book Shilpa wrote as a best-selling author, Play It Fall, it's a mantra of her husband. And I just spoke with Shilpa during break, Darren, about mantras. You know what I mean? I said, like, what the mantras are? And she says, like, when you start journey with her, you make it your mantra mm-hmm. about our life. Mm-hmm. My is one, Darren and I, we're going to be the very rich, happy, healthy, wealthy wise. But the thing is, to all our listeners who are interested in Shilpa book, to first 100 listeners or, you know, contacted Shilpa, look at that book for sure. And, you know, it's going to be great stepping stone for the journey in your life. But Shilpa, thank you for being our guest in studio. I'm pretty sure, yeah, we need to ask something, Shilpa, yes.
Shilpa, how can people get in contact with you so you can help them in their journey?
My most authentic home, as I said, I don't believe in websites, but my most authentic home is LinkedIn. So if they search for my name, Shilpa, and I won't speak my full surname because I'm sure people can't remember, but Shilpa space KULSH, or you put Career Strategist Sydney, I'm sure they can find me.
Oh, thank you so much,
Career Strategist Sydney Shilpa on LinkedIn.
Yes.
Should find you. And we'll put that on our podcast as yeah. well so people can look on the Absolutely. Live 905 so, website yeah. Yeah. and Business Insights podcast and can find you as well. Do you have a contact details, phone number, anything like that? Or just LinkedIn is the best thing?
LinkedIn is the best thing. I personally respond to all the messages. I think that is there. But if somebody wants to email me, they can write Shilpa Cools. SHILPAKOOLS at hotmail.com.
Well, Shilpa, thank you very much for being our guest. To our listeners, please come on our website, alive905.com.au. Today, sometimes at the 6 p.m., 7 p.m., due to heat. And thanks to Danny Caves Davis, there's a podcast with Shilpa. You're going to find out many insights, many tips. And please feel free to contact her to make a better life. Shilpa, thank you very much for being our guest today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much to both of you.
It you want to say somebody? You want to say hello to somebody? While you're on air, you want to say hello to your father-in-law, Mr. K?
I want to say to my father-in-law and also to my amazing partner,
yes,
Kapil, I love you and thank you for being with me on this journey.
Thank you, Shilpa. And thank you, Darren. Enjoy the weekend, guys.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday. Enjoy the long weekend. See you next Friday and talk to you all.
Alive 90.5.